Okay, well, sir. Parshas Kisisa, we have another mention of Shabbos. Shabbos is mentioned several times in the Torah, and Kisisa is another place where Shabbos is mentioned. The Torah says, Vayom Hashem al Moshe leimor v'ata daber al b'nei Yisrael leimor achas shabsosai tishmoru kiyosi b'ni v'nechem l'dorosechem odas k'ni Hashem mikadishchem. So there's a fascinating hilta on this pasuk on Vayom Hashem al Moshe. It says the mechilta Vayom Hashem al Moshe lo al yedei malach v'lo al yedei shaliach, that Hashem told Shabbos to Moshe, Vayom Hashem al Moshe leimor lo al yedei malach. So what's the significance? Any mitzvah in the Torah that make a difference, whether it's Alidei Malach, Alidei Shaliach, but here the Darsha, it's Vayom Hashem, is Lo Alidei Malach V'lo Alidei Shaliach. So what is the significance of that? And then we have another Gemara. In Shabbos, Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. But the Gemara says, Bamine Rebbe me Rebbe Shmuel b'Reb Yosi. Ashirim sheber Eretz Yisrael b'mahin zochim. The rich people in Eretz Yisrael, in what zchus did they become rich? Amalei b'shvil shema'asrin, because they take ma'aser. Shene ma'aser ta'aser. Ser b'shvil shetifasher. Shebebovel b'mahin zochim. In Bovel, why are they zocher? To become wealthy, amalei b'shvil shemechabdim es haTorah, because the mechabed es haTorah. Shebeshar haaretzos b'mahin zochin. In other lands, why are they zocher for Ashiris? Amalei b'shvil shemechabdim es haShabbos, because the mechabed is Shabbos. So it's an unbelievable thing that Shabbos is goyrim Ashiris, schar, even ba'olam hazeh. Because we know there's a famous Gemara in Kedusha on page 5. On Lamed Tesamid Beis. That the Gemara says, Rav Omar, Hamani of Yaakov, the Omar schar mitzvah by Baha'i al Malek. Rav Yaakov says, that schar mitzvah b'hayal melechem. That if you do a mitzvah, the schar you get b'olam haba. You don't get schar in this world. Now there's a famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva where he says that, isn't that against all the psukim in the Torah? That says if you listen, you'll get metar artzachem, you'll get, you know, all these good things. So the Rambam's famous articulation is that when those psukim say you get good things, that's not the schar. That's only that if a Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that you're doing mitzvahs, so he wants to facilitate that you should be able to do more mitzvahs. He wants to facilitate that you should be able to do more mitzvahs. So then he makes life easier for you, so you'll be easier. But that's not schar. That's just mitzvah gerers mitzvah. Hashem sees that you're doing mitzvahs, he wants to facilitate that you should be able to do more mitzvahs. But the schar, that's olam haba, the schar. But you see from the Gemara, as we'll see at some point out, you see from the Gemara on Shabbos that for Shabbos, for Shmir Shabbos, you get schar and olam hazeh, because that's the ashirim
Shabashar Rotsos gets schar because she mechabdim is a Shabbos. So what's the pshat? Oh, so there's a fascinating pshat from the Sefer Chakal Yitzchok. He says like this. The pasuk says in Kiseitse on page 6, Lo sashach schar ani ve'evyon me'achecha o'migecha asher ba'artzcha b'sharecha. That you shouldn't, because if you owe somebody did a job for you, they're your painter or whatever, so you can't hold back their wages. You got to give him that day. You have to pay his salary. Now there's a fascinating halacha in Shulchan Aruch on page 7 where it says the Mechaber writes Omer l'shluchot say uzchor lipolim uzchorim v'amulam schachem v'abayis ain't shumechem him over al baltam. That the din of b'yomo titein scharo only applies if the balabayis himself hired the worker. So then he what? If the balabayis himself hired the worker, so then the halacha is b'yomo titein scharo. But if the balabayis was mamana ashliach to hire the worker, then there's no din of b'yomo titein scharo. So says the Chachal Yitzchak, that's pshat in the Mechilta. The Mechilta says, you listening to this? You gotta tighten your seatbelts for this one. The Mechilta says, what did the Mechilta say? Vayomer Hashem, lo yidei malach, v'lo yidei shliach. That means the mitzvah of Shabbos, we got where? Directly from HaKadosh Baruch. So therefore, hence, the din of what? B'yomoti ten scharo applies. He says, in other words, the reason why schar mitzvah b'hayal meleka is because there's no chiyuv for Kodesh Baruch Hu to pay the schar right away. But a mitzvah that Hashem gave us directly, lo yidei malach, lo yidei shliach, then what? Then he has to pay right away. So then we get schar for Shabbos in this world. And you know what? You know what the Svarim say? I think probably the Chachal Yitzchak probably says this also. The Rosh Tevos of Shabbos, Biyomo Titein Scharo. Shin Beis Tov, Biyomo Titein Scharo. Take a look at the Chachal Yitzchak, page 8. Biyom Hashem, Atad Dabel Ben Yisrael, Achat Shasol Yitumar, Kosef Orachayim, HaKodesh, ביום השם לא על ידי מלך הוא נשליח. And so he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, לא יד השירים, you know, in the Shar HaRatzos, because it was directly from Hashem. Anything directly from Hashem, you get schar in this world. And that's what they write, this farm write, that's what Biyomo Titein Scharo. And if you want to hear, take a look on page 15 in the Itav Lev, the fourth column. Chain Omru Dorshe Rishumus Remezaze Viyomo Titein Scharo Rosh Tevos Shabbos. So Shabbos we get schar in this world, and that's what the Yitav Lev explains also the pasuk in Vayakhel. Eila Hadvarim, page 13. Eila Hadvarim. Eila Hadvarim is like Zadover. In other words, we know that Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shechinah medaberes mitoch grono. When he opened his mouth, the Shechinah came out of his mouth. So if Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was doing a Shechinah medaberes mitoch grono, it's as if Hashem was speaking through his mouth, and it was direct. So anytime he says Zeh Hadavar, that it's a direct sivui from Hashem. It's like Hashem speaking directly to the people, not through a shliach of Moshe Rabbeinu. So by Shabbos, it says Eila Hadvarim. So that's like Zeh Hadavar. And he says that well, so then there's a fascinating pshat he has here. There's another thing that we get schar in this world, and that's emunah. Emunah we get schar in this world for. Why? Well, where do we know emunah from? The first two dibros, Anochi and Lo Yiyeh. Now, what do Chazal say was unique about the first two dibros? We what? We heard it directly from Hashem. So that's what he writes, the Chachal Yitzchak, the same idea. It was directly from Hashem. So if anything's directly from Hashem, then there's a din of Biyomot Titein Tzchara. And then he darshens him, the Yitav Lev, say Al Derech Hadrush on the Pasuk in Koheles. Tovim Hashnayim Min Ha'echad. Look at this beautiful chap here in the Pasuk in Koheles on page 10. Tovim Hashnayim Min Ha'echad Hayesheish Lam Schar Tov Ba'amolom. You know what Shnayim is referring to? The first two Dibros, Anochi Lo Yeh. Tovim Hashnayim! The Shnayim of Tovim! If you hear it directly from the Echad. Who's the Echad? The Ribbono Shalom. He's the Tovim Hashnayim Min Ha'echad. What? Hashayesh Lam Schar Tov Ba'amolom. Because you get the schar in this world. And that's, you take a look in the Chachal Yitzchak, he, on page, page 9, the first column, Zakir Tzarech Lomar, Kvosh Kosut Koheles, Tovim Hashnayim Min Echad, Yesh Lam Tzkar Tov Bamalot, Peish Da'anochi, Dvo Yelachom, Yipi Agvur Hashamon, Vakein, Iker Bal Talim Tzarech, Meshalom Tzchar Bahay Alma, Tovim Hashnayim, Dehainu Anochi, Dvo Yelachom, Min Echad, Shashamanu, Yipi Akadosh Baruch Hu, Iker Bal Talim, Okay, Yesh Lam Tzom Tov Bamalom, Ba'olam Hazeh, Vachinam Yitzchar Shmir Shabbos. And the same thing, Shmir Shabbos. And it makes a lot of sense. So Shmir Shabbos, we heard directly from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the Mechilta. Lo Yidei Malach, Lo Yidei Shliach. And the fact that that's the two things that we heard directly from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is, where do we know that? The Gemara says Makkos. Torah, right? Torah is 611. And two, we heard directly from Hashem, that's the 613 mitzvahs. Anochi lo yelocha, we heard directly from Hashem. And it makes sense, because Shabbos basically is a mitzvah of emunah. Right? That's what Shabbos is about, that we should have emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So, it makes sense that what? That for these things, we get schar in all of Azeh. And then another thing he points out, you get schar in olam hazeh, is something that the Torah didn't mechayev you. But it's something like a mitzvah that is sort of not a total chiv. Like tefillin is a total chiv. But say tzitzis. So tzitzis we know is only if you wear a beged of dal kanfus. So the Marpel HaNefesh, you can look on page 23. He says, why not HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah like tzitzis? It should have been all or nothing. It's a funny type of mitzvah. In other words, tefillin you got to do. Lulav you got to do. Matzah you got to do. So why is he giving us a mitzvah like tzitzis that only if you wear dal kanfus you have to do? You know why? Because he wanted to give us an option to be able to do it so we can get schar even b'olam hazeh. Because that's another thing. Anything and that we have, it's not a direct chiyuv, and we choose to do it, then we get schar even b'olam hazeh also. That you look in the Marpeh LaNefesh on page 23. And this all fits in to this week's, because Parshas Kisis is also Parshas what? Parshas Par, right? This week's Parshas Par. So, on page 27, the Yismach Yisrael, that's the Alexander Rebbe, he says, we know that quotes from Yitzchak of Vorka. In other words, we know that Par Adum is a chok. We don't know the reason for it. Ah, but didn't Rav Moshe Adarshan and Rashi give a reason that it's a kapara for the Cheta Egel? So we do have a reason. So he says, no. What it means is like this. We don't know the reason. That's goof for the kapara. Because Cheta Egel, what was Cheta Egel all about? That we were thinking too much. We said, oh, Moshe's not here, so Mistama, this is what we have to do. We were not commanded to it. We made our own svara. And we didn't have the amunah that Moshe was going to return. And Par Aduma is we don't know the svara, so we have to just believe. So the fact that we don't have the reason for the mitzvah, that gufa is the reason for the kapara. But that's what Shabbos is about. And that's what amunah. And, you know, Rav Michal of Zlachev, on the last page here, he says, what does the word amunah mean? You know what? Where he correlates it to the pasuk in Megillas Esther, "Vayihi omein es hadasa." What does omein es hadasa mean? Mordechai, what? He brought her up. He raised her. So emuna. In other words, if you want something to happen, you have emuna that causes it. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to give us a lot of things, but if we believe in Him, that causes the gidul, that causes the growth process for Him to give. In other words, our believing fosters HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the things that we need. So now it works in very good, because Omein is, we just said before, Emunah, we get schar ba'olam hazeh. Because why? Because we heard it directly from Hashem. Tovim hashnayim min ha'echad, chizchar tov ba'amolam. So Emunah is loshon omein, to begadel, to grow. So that causes all the bounty that we get in this world from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we believe that He'll give us more. That fosters it. That's why, you know, there's a vort I have in my sefer, and in my baruch, I think gracious. This vort is from the Gro. I heard this from Reb David Cohen in Brooklyn. He's if you didn't hear it, it's a big yisod with life. Ready for this? We say in the Mishnah, "Bamed Badlikin." Right? Well, those of us who daven Ashkenaz say, "Bamed Badlikin." Kechasal aner, kechasal Hashem, and kechasal psil achayim. Right? You know that Mishnah. You said it every Friday night in your life, right? So what does that mean? That means that a person, he lit before Shabbos a big candle of oil, right? And it's burning. But then he decides that he doesn't need to sit in this room. So it's just going to go to waste. So why don't I just what?
blow it out. This way, I'll save all this oil. Because if I let it burn, I'm going to lose what? So you're not allowed to do that. I mean, it's machlokas, whether malchus shirei and tzrichon kufa, whether it's, and this is the raisa, this is the rabbanon. But what's... So the building goes this way, the building goes that has to match. What does mean kichos? Kichos means you have rachmanis on the wood, meaning not on the, you know, on your money, you have to work, but you have rachmanis in your money. So why don't you say kichos, not kichos? You know what the Gong
said? He says, because anything in life that you think you're going to save money and you're going to mechal Shabbos as a result, or you're going to steal as a result, you're going to just lose that money anyway. So it's not going to happen. So if you're going to mechal Shabbos to try to save the oil, it's demyoyos. You think you're saving money. It's gichos. You think you're being chos. You think you're saving yourself money. But in the end, whatever the oil's worth, next week, whatever it is, because Baruch Hu is going to cause you to lose money for that amount. So it's not, because we have to believe that everything we have in life,
all the parnas and everything, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So we just have to do the right thing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. But so that's what everything we get in life is emuna. That's emuna's lashon gitul. Vayi omein es hadasa. And that's, so all of Hazeh is all about Amunah, because that's what the Svarim write. Olam is Lashon Helem. Things are hidden. Because, in other words, I don't have the Amunah that the chair is here. I see it. That's not Amunah. Amunah is when it's not so visible and you believe. That's Amunah. So that's what this world is all about, is Amunah. That's what Shabbos is about. Hashem Baruch Hu created the world and he's facilitating everything in the world. That's something we have to believe. Wherever a person does something that's not right, illegal, not honest, so he's lacking in their emunah. And in the end, he's going to just lose it. In the end, he's going to just lose it. So Shabbos is Yom HaShem Moshe Achas Shabbosos HaKishmoru. The Kofa says, Lo Al Yidei Malach V'lo Al Yidei Shliach. It's direct. So anything direct is a din of low solid. Shabbos Rosh Hashanah beyond the Kitev Schara. Emuna Tovim Hashnayim Vena Echad. Those two dibros are all about Emuna. It's Tovim Hashnayim. When the Shnayim comes Min HaEchad, from the Echad, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Echad HaMiyuchad, then you get Schar in Olam Hazeh. And that's something very often Emuna is not something with people think about. People think that, you know, they're in control and they're doing, but we're not in control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to do, you know, pi derech hateva, we have to put in the shtadlus or whatever, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of what's going to go on. And not any person. No matter how powerful the person is, and he thinks he's so much in control, he's not in control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. And that's Shabbos and that's Emuna, and if we believe that, we'll have a better Olam Hazeh. It was this, we're talking about Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, that's Zichur. We have Olam Hazeh. Keep Shabbos, it's Olam Hazeh. That's why the Zohar says that all the brachas, the future week, are Yom HaShvitah, are Toloi, or the Shabbos from before. Tol Berchasid Lo'el Tosa Yom HaShvitah. So we keep Shabbos, it's going to have a better week, the future week. That's why the Chofetz Chaim said, you keep a longer Shabbos, it's even better.
That's why it's Kedai. People, you know, they're running out to, you know, soon they're going to keep a longer Shabbos. Keep a longer Shabbos. Keep a good Rabbeinu Tam. A nice Rabbeinu Tam. Keep a longer. Because if you would believe that Shabbos is generating the bruch of the... So would you want a longer generator? Because Shabbos is Emunah. It's all about. It's directly to Hashem, Lo Yidei Malach, Lo Yidei Shliach. And maybe one could say, I'm thinking now, okay, so you'd say maybe that's the Pshat in Pesach is also Lo Yidei Malach, Lo Yidei Shliach. And Pesach is the one, is the Yisod of Vular Emunah. And Pesach
is lo de malach for lo shliach, and the Pesach is the one yontif that the Torah calls Shabbos, the Machras Hashabbos. So that's the same thing. Biyomot Tifei Tzchar. It's Pesach also. And Pesach is faked. We get tzchar even though we didn't even deserve it. On Pesach, so it's even super. So it's a super Shabbos because we didn't even deserve it. Hashem was giving us all these good things. Because Pesach is the Yisod of Emuna, and the Tovim Hashnayim in Acha, and that's the Yisod. Achas Shabsof Sai Tishmorim. So something we should think about: the Godless of Shabbos, the Godless of Emuna. You know, we should think about how important, how precious Shabbos is, and how much that could give us for the future. So Bezer Hashem, every Shabbos we should take advantage of the beauty of Shabbos and the Godless of Shabbos. Because that's going to give us all of Hazeh. Shabbos Rosh Tevos, the Yomo Titein Skaro.